You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, everyone. Toyota, biggest car company in the world, certainly one of the most successful brands in the world, which is why the slogans over the years of Toyota's advertising campaigns come quickly to mind. Moving Forward, their current one. But they all have an ironic twist right now. You asked for it.
What a feeling.
Got it. Toyota, what a feeling. Driving excitement.
Right.
All of these very well-known slogans now add to the brand problems that are associated with Toyota's mechanical problems. There were the accelerator pedals. Paul Eisenstein just referred to confirmation that there are perhaps design problems with Prius brakes. Toyota officials estimated the total cost of the global recall that they're currently in the middle of, $2 billion, the loss of 100,000 vehicles in sales in the United States and Europe. All this has erased a profit reported today of $1.7 billion. We want to explore the sort of brand problems going forward for this very venerable and troubled company with Jeffrey Leiker, who's a professor at the University of Michigan's College of Engineering and co-author of The Toyota Way. And we should remind people that all of the problems referred to in the recall, you have a minuscule chance of experiencing. But when you're as big as Toyota, they are statistically significant. And Ken Benziger joins us. He's a reporter at the Los Angeles Times, co-author of a series of investigative reports on Toyota's runaway cases and some other safety issues. Jeffrey and Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Ken, let's begin with you. Is there a sense, and I think some of your reporting suggests that that may be the case, that what we've already seen is the tip of something maybe a little bit bigger?
There are a lot of issues out there that haven't answered specifically about the runaway acceleration issue or what some call unintended or sudden acceleration. And there's some questions that have to be answered about how long Toyota has known about this and how they've responded to it, because it could go back as far at least to 2001 and maybe 1999. There's also bigger questions about how Toyota handles safety questions in general, even systems that have nothing to do with this.
And this is something that Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood expressed explicitly yesterday, saying that Toyota needed to be pressured to enter this recall. He had this advice yesterday.
My advice is, if anybody owns one of these vehicles, stop driving it, take it to the Toyota dealer, because they believe they have the fix for it.
Of course, then he backed off from that. But the continuing statements from the Transportation Secretary can't make people at Toyota HQ happy. Jeffrey Leiker, professor at the University of Michigan, what is a company to do in this media onslaught?
Well, the first thing they have to do is fix the problem. And that's what they're focusing on is about 4 or 5 million cars to recall, and that physically means getting them in, getting the part in. And that's going to take precedence over talking to the media. I'm not sure what Ray LaHood was trying to accomplish by creating a national panic of people just driving their cars to Toyota and dumping them on the lot. But when people say strange things like that, dangerous things like that, Toyota can't really respond confrontationally to the federal government. So they simply say, thank you for your comment. We think you probably meant this. The issue of...
Let's take a look at that. Let's take a look at that, Jeffrey. I mean, does Ray LaHood, rightly or wrongly, suddenly precipitate a crisis that is not unlike the unsafe at any speed problem that the Corvair had when Ralph Nader went after it? Of course, the personal injury lawsuit that derailed the Ford Pinto. Do these even come close to the category here?
Well, I think an exploding gas tank is just different than a sticky pedal that is slow to return, or carpets that shouldn't be in the car to begin with unattached down. But there's two issues. One is, could Toyota have come forward sooner? Could they have solved the problem sooner? And another is, now, at this point, we know it's a minuscule problem. We know that it doesn't occur in new cars. We know that, at least the issue of the sticky pedal, we know that you can, in almost all cases, use the brake and stop the car. Why would you want millions of people driving their car? If it's unsafe, leave it in your driveway. Why do you want them dumping it at a Toyota dealer? And just creating a mess, logistics mess for everybody. That doesn't make any sense.
Jeffrey Leiker is a professor at the University of Michigan's College of Engineering. He's co-author of The Toyota Way. Ken Benziger, LA Times reporter, You know, in your investigative reports on Toyota, is some of what you've reported the consequence of being so big and having to operate in so many countries where so much is subcontracted out, often as a condition of even doing business in those countries, that if you get too big, you can't possibly succeed? Bigness is failure in this business.
Well, I want to respond to that, but first I wanted to clear up a few things that Mr. Leiker suggested. I think we've kind of moved beyond the idea that it's only a pedal or a floor mat issue. One of the reasons that LaHood is talking about this is he's demanding that Toyota discuss other potential causes for this problem. And Toyota itself this morning in Japan admitted, for example, that a brand new car, a 2010 Prius, has a braking problem that they knew about and didn't talk about. They quietly fixed in their assembly line, and so that some 2010 Priuses have this braking problem and some don't. And that reflects a general pattern that we found in our reporting, which is Toyota lots of times, just like any automaker, finds problems. The difference is Toyota quietly fixes them and doesn't tell anybody. And so there are cars out there that have problems they didn't talk about. For example, the Sienna minivan 1 year had a defect they detected. They quietly fixed and walked away, but they left 25,000 cars on the road with that problem and didn't do anything about it for 6 years. And that's a pattern that's kind of troubling. As to the size of Toyota, clearly there's an issue there. They for years gunned to be number one. They finally got it in 2008. But when you get really big, to do that, you have to make some sacrifices. And some people are saying, well, quality was what was sacrificed.
You interesting.
Had to cut costs. And when you cut costs, quality goes down.
All right. Ken Bensinger is a reporter at the L.A. Times. Jeffrey Leiker, what do you think? Is Toyota too big to succeed here?
Well, I still think these are specific issues. The Prius is a software glitch and a new piece of software. It's a less than a second delay. It happens when there's a bump in the road. These are still very specific technical issues. So I don't think they're too big to design and build good cars. I also
although at 60 miles an hour, a second delay is a pretty significant distance.
It's not an insignificant thing. I'm just saying it's not the mistake could be understood as one mistake and not the result of thousands of people making thousands of mistakes.
All right, Jeffrey Leiker is a professor at the University of Michigan's College of Engineering, co-author of The Toyota Way. We're talking about Toyota's problems this morning. We also heard from Ken Bensinger, a reporter at the L.A. Times, who's authored a series of investigative reports. Toyota moving forward, maybe not.